Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Billie Eilish officially came out in the Variety magazine Power of Women issue, except she didn't realize that she accidentally came out. So she just thought that it was obvious to everybody. So when an interviewer asked her about it at the big event where everyone was accepting their awards and stuff, they were like, "Did you mean to come out?" And she said, "Absolutely not." So in the issue, she revealed that she was attracted to women, but she didn't think it was really a big deal because I guess she just thought that everyone had assumed that about her, but no.
Am I wrong in thinking that she has been rumored in the past to be dating guys?
She has been dating guys officially, and she was dating somebody really controversial for a while. I think his name is Jesse Rutherford, and he was a lot older than her. And she does this thing with, I can't remember what publication it is, but she does like a catch up every year on YouTube where she looks back on herself over the past couple of years, and everybody was commenting like, "Oh, she's going to be cringing at the fact that she's dating this guy next time she does one of these videos."
Mm. Yeah, by coming out, she came out as bisexual.
Okay.
But she didn't really come out. She just assumed everybody knew she liked girls and guys.
Right. I think I've said this before. I was always sort of under the assumption that nowadays generation, do you really even need to come out anymore? I mean, you know, guys my age, it was like a really big deal when somebody came out. But it doesn't feel like it even needs to be addressed anymore. But then I don't want to also speak for the gay community, because maybe we're still in a period where we do need to keep talking about it and normalizing it. But for me, it's normalized already.
Well, let's ask our gay correspondent, Katie.
Throwing it to Katie in the other studio.
Well, I think it just depends on who you are as a person. For me, I didn't feel the need to actually like tell the whole world, "Hey, I'm gay." I was just like, "Hey, y'all," told my family, "Look, I like women." And then if someone saw me out holding hands with a woman that I didn't know wasn't my family, it didn't matter. It's just me doing me.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense maybe to not clarify, because like I think most people just kind of assume whoever you're dating, you just kind of assume that's what your preference is.
Yeah.
So because we've only seen Billie dating men, I think maybe the first assumption is, "Oh, well, you're just straight." And so when she comes out and says something that's anything that's not just, "Oh, I'm straight," I think it's going to catch headlines.
Isn't this the point that we have been trying to get to, though, even if it's a question of normalizing relationships? So it's not a big deal when somebody is dating somebody the same sex. Well, hasn't that always been sort of the goal?
Yeah. I would think so. Because nobody that's straight comes out and announces that they're straight.
Hey, I'm straight, by the way, guys.
Yeah,
you should have heard me talk about guys with floppy hair enough.
Ultimately, I think that would be the goal. That it's not that it doesn't matter, because you don't want to take away from anybody's experience or their struggles. And the LGBTQ plus community definitely has their own unique struggles that they have to deal with. But it would be nice if we could all just kind of like coexist and be cool with whatever your preference is and not have to make a big announcement.
To talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's your breaking Tavis news now on The Burt Show.
Did y'all see Taylor Swift went to another Chiefs game last night?
She did. She looked so cute.
Taylor did have to get a little bit of a taste of what it feels like to lose, because the Chiefs did not win last night. Bummer for her. Mm-hmm. She got the heck out of Green Bay, too. She was there for literally 6 hours, flew in, flew out. But of all the headlines we could be talking about with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, Lamar Odom has some advice for Travis Kelce. Kelsey.
I was like,
a little more. I thought you had the wrong athlete for a second.
It's written right here. So Lamar is best known for being married to Khloe Kardashian, which, by the way, I didn't realize they met and got married like a month later. Yeah. And of course, they're now divorced. But he was doing this interview where somebody asked him about, you know, if you had to give advice to Travis Kelsey, what it's like dating a really famous woman, what would you tell him? And he said, there are going to be millions of women that want to taste what Taylor Swift is tasting, and it can be overwhelming because we're men. He just has to be strong and stick by his girl, and he'll be all right. Now, I will say people were having a field day on Twitter. An account called at I'm Danny Dope said, taking advice from Lamar is like asking a crackhead for sobriety advice.
Oh,
wow. That is harsh.
My man ran hard.
But if you take the messenger out of this whole thing, what he's saying makes a lot of sense.
It does, but at the same time, Travis Kelsey was very desirable in his own right prior to dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but his stock goes up with Taylor Swift. This is almost like Pete. Well, it's not. But in a weak connection with Pete Davidson. If Pete Davidson isn't dating the first or isn't dating Kim Kardashian, others probably aren't super stoked about dating him. But once he's been there, don't other women go like, I wonder what he's got?
I would say, yeah, that's the case. But for professional athletes, I feel like they're already there. They already deal with that all the time. So I don't feel like for professional athletes, you already get your pick of the litter.
That's a valid point. I don't think it was bad advice at all. I just think he could have found another way to say it. All of the taste testing wasn't necessary.
You don't need the whole flight. All right, Felicity Huffman is finally addressing the college admission scandal. I'll tell you why she said she had to break the law on your next eBuzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.